from you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. New Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith, his love and grace, I'll forever embrace. Yeah. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Proverbs 14:25 says, a truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor. Your word is your bond. My mom said it so often that I can never forget it, which is probably exactly what she wanted. She couldn't stand the thought of someone thinking she was unreliable. She believed the person's character reveals what he or she really believes. My parents were very clear about the importance of character and taught us to choose friends that we could trust. That lesson has stuck with me because my closest friends today are people of high character. I have friends of all ages, races, and backgrounds, but I work very good with them. I don't hang around people I can't trust. I also look for character in people that I work with. I hired coaching staff with that in mind. My style has always been to hire talented people and let them do their jobs so that they have to be trustworthy, because I wouldn't spend my time checking up on them. I always wanted coaches and players who would represent the team well, both on and off the field. Hallelujah. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only way to have a successful team. Ability and talent can't make up for the lack of character. And that applies not only to sports, but to every area of our life. In any joint effort, family, work, church, or any other aspect of life, we have to have unwavering trust for and in each other. I have to be able to depend on you to follow through on what you say, and you have to be able to depend on me to do the same. We are far more effective in life when we believe it's important to be honest all the time. Not just to avoid getting caught in a lie, but we realize winning at all costs isn't worth it. When the cost is our integrity, and when we understand that there really is a God who rewards good character, then we understand we're doing good. People will respect your character more then they respect your accomplishments. And a key element of character is trustworthiness. If others can trust you, it challenges them to be just as honorable. Everything you do flows out of who you are and whether you can be counted on. Let's pray. Let's pray, but let's read 1 John 2 and 2. It says, "My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if you do sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who pleases God completely. He is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. And how can we be sure that we belong to Him? By obeying His commandments. If someone says, 'I belong to God,' but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and does not live in the truth. But those who obey God's word really do love Him. That is the way to know whether or not we live in Him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment, for this is an old one. You have always had, right from the beginning, this commandment to love one another. Is the same message you heard before, yet it is also new. This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you, because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. If anyone says, 'I am living in the light,' and hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves other Christians is living in the light and does not cause anyone to stumble. Anyone who hates a Christian brother or sister is living and walking in darkness. Such a person is lost, having been blinded by the darkness. I am writing to you, my dear children, because your sins have been forgiven because of Jesus." Hallelujah. When you read those words, those promising words, that your sins have been forgiven because Jesus has took them away from you, you can really feel good and feel alive and know that everything is going to be all right. Let's pray. God, I'm hesitant and frightened as you search the dark corners of my heart. I ask you for forgiveness for what we find there. And I ask you to cleanse my heart. Confess the sins you have found within your heart and soul, and praise God for His faithfulness and forgiveness as you come up under His generous gift of grace that He has so generously given to all of us through His Son, Jesus Christ, who loves us and forgives us and shelters us, feeds us, clothes us every day. He loves us, and we love Him, and we're trusting in Him. We're trusting in God. That's why you right here at Trusting in God Podcast. Peace. Trusting in God Pod, all streaming platform. Walking through this valley, but I'm not alone. Trusting in God, this world is not my home. Nope, in this battlefield, I'm not afraid. Got on the full armor of God, I got it made. Trusting in God with all in my heart, mind, body, and soul. I'd rather have Jesus than have silver and gold. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight. God is always on time, yeah, He'll never be late. Trusting in God, yeah, that's the master key. Jesus is the one who set the captives free. So I keep my faith, yeah, I keep it strong and pure. With God as my God, yep, any storm I can endure. Trusting in God, yeah, that's the only way. He lights up my past, turn my nights to day. Trusting in God, no matter what the cost. With the Bible in my hand, I will never be lost. No, here's the message, yep, clear and loud.
Yep.
Stand firm in your faith. Stand tall and proud. Trusting in God, I let him lead the way. Yep. With Jesus in my heart, I'll never go astray. Yep. Hallelujah.
Trusting in God podcast.
Thank you for tuning in every day. We on all streaming platforms.
Thank you for tuning in.